My mind carries out the joy of God. My mind carries out the joy of God. The joy of God is to see the world as a fabulous place, to see the world filled with glorious beings, to see the world something magical, wonderful in every possible way. My mind carries out the joy of God. If I can train myself every moment of my life to see everything joyous and good, if I could train my mind every moment of my life to look at the world and see the world a most magnificent expression of purity and goodness, if I can train my mind to know that and carry that out, then I'm doing the work of God. I'm doing the purpose of God. I'm doing the direction of God. For God don't make no junk. God doesn't create something that needs to be changed. God doesn't create anything that is imperfect. God doesn't create anything that is less than ideal. And you and I are divine. We are God. We create all that is ideal, all that is good, all that is perfect. It is the joy of our soul to do these things. And as we do them, we see everything in the world and we call it good. We call it good because that's what it is. That's what the divine calls everything in its world, good. And can we do any less than call everything in our world good too? So we look at the world and call it good. And when we call it good, the good which may have been hidden, the good which may not yet have been revealed in many people's eyes, all of a sudden shines forth. And we say, wow, I didn't realize it was that good. It was so wonderful. Well, when you're dealing with God, when you're dealing with the divine, when you're dealing with your ideal, that's the way it is. It is that good. So beautiful, so remarkable, so outstanding, so wonderful. You are this type of creator too. You and I are the creators of our divine self. We bring forth our thoughts. We bring forth everything we think about, everything we have in our heart and our soul, and therefore we scrub out our heart and our soul every moment to make sure that it says only those things that are good. We do not watch anything that is not good or beautiful because we're incapable of seeing it. We can watch everything, but what we see when we watch everything is the good, the joy. When we see everything, we see the joy, we see the beauty, we see the goodness, we see the wholeness, we see that which is magnificent, and it is just that way. It is magnificent. It is outstanding. It is delightful. It is remarkable. Yes. When I look at the river flowing along, I see it as a beautiful river, doing a beautiful work, carrying the water from one place to another. I don't understand the purpose. I don't need to understand the purpose. Why shouldn't the water just always be wherever it needs to be and not have to flow someplace? Why shouldn't the water always be completely serving its purpose, but not having to go someplace? Well, going someplace is part of what water is. Water flows. Water goes and brings all sorts of joy with it everywhere it goes. Now, if water ever does not bring joy with it, it's because I, in my heart, have seen it doing something less than beautiful. I see the water of the rain being adequate to make the ground moist and bring up the crops and bring up the food and all the green stuff and make the trees glorious. When I look at water, I look at water as a gift of God. I look at water as the blessing of God. I look at water as complete and whole, always just the right amount, in the right place, doing the right thing. I am doing the right thing in the right way at the right time. Water is always doing the right thing in the right way at the right time, and it is always doing that way. I do not have the possibility in my being to create water doing anything less than its perfect purpose. And its perfect purpose is to do whatever I have it doing. Now, do we need water to make floods? Do we need water to make terrible weather conditions? Do we need water to do any of these things? No, not at all. Not at all. Water is merely the matter of substance. Water is merely the matter of the essence of the divine. And it is always perfectly doing its perfectly appointed task. Not too much, not too little, just right, always. It's like Baby Bear in The Three Bears. Mama Bear's food was too much. Daddy Bear's food was too hot. But Baby Bear's food was just right. Just right. And that's the way the weather is for me and for you. That's the way the rain is for us. That's the way everything that my mind carries out the joy of God. And as my mind carries out the joy of God, it carries out that which for me is what I consider beneficial. And I consider beneficial the divine blessing that all things are to the universe. I consider a divine blessing all things are to the world. And I consider it now. And I enjoy it now. And I delight in it now. And I have it now. But I have to keep saying it. My mind carries out the joy of God. And as I carry out the joy of God, I see all things good and very good. I see all things perfect and magnificent. And sometimes I don't understand why things are happening just the way they are. And it's very good, really. I don't understand just why they're happening just the way they are, but they do. And when they do, then I say to myself, wow, how magnificent that is. Wow, how glorious that is. When I have that OIC experience, when I have that awakening, that illumination, that awareness of what's going on, what's being expressed in this world and what's being revealed in this world. It is not for me at all times to be aware of what is the universal activity. I can be, but I don't choose to be. I don't choose to know what goes on all over the world, all over the universe, all over timelessness of time. But I do. And I have only one thing to do, and that is to say that whatever is going on is the joy of God. Whatever is going on is the magic of the universe. Whatever is going on is the outstanding qualities of all that is good. Whatever is going on is what is the highest and best at all times. The joy of God. The joy of God are the things that make my heart feel good, that make my soul feel magnificent, that make me look at my world and see it good and very good, that make me look at the world and see it fantastic in every way, shape, and form. But it's up to me. It's up to me to see that. It's up to me to know that. It's up to me to have that. It's up to me to call it forth. It's up to me to say, this is a good world, and it's a beautiful world, and it's my world, and it's my world now, and I love it. I love it, I love it, I love it. And as I say that I love it, I love it, I love it, it is what I love. It is what I know. It is what I am, because that is all that matters. My highest and best. The joy of God. And my mind carries out the joy of God in everything that I do, I think, I say, I am, because that's me, and I love it. I love you, I love you. I love you.